Don't let them get going early with your turnovers, though. Like, yes. Stay to your discipline defensively. But don't let this fan base, don't let this student section get rolling, because they're loud, they're active, they want to cheer about something. Don't give them something.
And really something for us to track early, because we have seen this Wisconsin team early in games be turnover prone. Some of these early possessions, to your point, see if they can avoid that throughout the night, but especially right out of the gate. Kelly Pfeiffer, Michael Reed, and Vern Harris are your officials. Maryland will have the home gold unis, the Badgers and the traveling Cardinal, and the white trim as we are about set to go here in College Park, Maryland. Wisconsin against the Maryland Terrapins. Later tonight, Northwestern will square off against Rutgers. So another busy week on the road for the Badgers. They'll get home late tonight slash early tomorrow, get a couple of good workouts in Thursday, Friday, and then take the bus ride down to Evanston for the Saturday matchup against the Cats.
Just like you did on the trip. We'll get a couple good workouts in. Now you're feeling good, and now you're ready to rock and roll. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Did you have enough to eat pregame?
I did. I had some popcorn. It was fantastic. When you have an environment like this, why would you not want some popcorn?
This is
great.
Get your popcorn ready.
This is what makes college basketball awesome. I'm sorry. But, like, I love everything about what this game is. No matter how it plays out, this is the good. Everybody wants to talk about the bad. Got it?
This
is what makes it pure. This is awesome.
This is fun stuff. Julian Reese, Stephen Crow will jump center. When these programs last met, it was in Minneapolis. Badgers boat raced Maryland. Rosters have changed for both sides significantly. And as you mentioned, the one really familiar name in this Maryland roster through the years is Julian Reese. And he's jumping center against Stephen Crow. Kelly Pfeiffer ready to put the ball in the air as we are set to go. Toss and tap to the Terps. And from our vantage point by the Wisconsin bench, Maryland moves to our left. We are underway. Jacoby Gillespie outside right, picked up by John Blackwell. Throwing to Selton Miguel. Now it's Rodney Rice. He is defended by Max Klusman. Gets it to Reese, hands it back to Rice, squares up, takes the three, missed it short. Rebound, Tanjay for Wisconsin. Badgers moving to our right to the first half of play. Maryland straight up defensively. It can switch things up, can play a little matchup, and go back into a man-to-man, and it can pressure you as well in the backcourt. Here's Klusman on the right side. Picked up the dribble, bounces Nolan Winter, turns it to Blackwell out between the circles. Shot clock is at 10. Blackwell against Rodney Rice. Blackwell rocks the dribble, works the right lane line, squeezes in, lost the ball, turnover Wisconsin. Here comes Gillespie up the left sideline of the front court. He'll pull up, snaps off a three, bangs off the rim, no good. Blackwell the rebound. Still scoreless, about a minute gone by. Blackwell to the front court, right of the circle. He'll throw it to Klusman on the right wing, feeding Crow right of the paint. Backing on Julian Reese, backing mid-post right. Back to the block, turns up, around and out, no good. Rebound, Crow trying to dig it out of there. He does, right of the paint. Crow now needs some help. Puts it on the deck now, Stevie backing in. Shakes, goes up left hand.
Good.
Stephen Crow earned that bucket. 2-0 Wisconsin.
Well, good finish. And that's a situation where Julian Reese has gotten in foul trouble over his career. So continue to pound it down low.
2-0 Wisconsin. A minute 25 gone by. Gillespie pounds the dribble at the center circle against Blackwell. He'll throw it to Rice in the right wing. Inside feed. Reese catches. Turns up left hand. Good.
Oh, boy. He cleared out a little space to Julian Reese.
Absolutely cleared out.
Tied at 2, a minute 40 gone by. Max Klusman outside left. Crow sets the high screen. Klusman now picked up by Reese. Max shovels it to Crow left of the lane. He's with Derek Queen now. Backing is Crow. Mid post left. Crow still backs. Turns, goes up, pivots again. Throws it up right hand. Off the glass, no good. Queen the rebound from Maryland. Outlet to Gillespie, feeding Miguel, drops it back to Gillespie at the top of the circle. Gillespie, right elbow jumper is an air ball, wide left and out of bounds. One thing that we have seen, Butchie, these last couple of games, and we're seeing it early tonight, they are letting these guys play.
They really are. We talked about it in Nebraska. The physicality of what the Big Ten play is. Like this, now you got to play through it. You know how it's going to be officiated. You have to continue to play through it.
2:15 gone by, tied at 2. Klusman up top, high screen Crow. Max will use it, moves to his left, throws to Winter, open three, left wing. Off the rim, no good. Gillespie the rebound for Maryland. He'll weave it to the front court for the Terrapins. Gillespie guarded by John Blackwell. Trying to work over the Reese screen. It's a pass that's deflected out of bounds by Klusman. They were trying to get Rice in the left corner. Max Klesmet denying, knocks it out of bounds.
A quiet start shooting the ball for both teams. A lot of that is just the emotion of what the game is. Both teams know what's at stake here. It's a really good early game here in January between two really good teams.
Both teams 1 out of 4 from the field. Inbounds pass to Derek Queen, the outstanding freshman. Pull up right elbow jumper. Off the heel of the rim, no good. Rebound back tap to Queen. Now it's Gillespie. He'll try a three left of the circle. Good.
And you knew it was going in. As soon as Wisconsin gave up the offensive rebound, you knew that three was going in. That's how it happens. You've got to rebound the ball.
Gillespie 42% from distance coming into the game. Klesmet dribbles through the pressure, throws to Blackwell, feeds Winter on the right side. 5-2 Maryland. We're about 3 minutes in. Crowd between the circles being harassed by Selton Miguel. Now it's Winter, feeds Max, open three, right wing, nailed it. Max Klesmet with his first points. We're tied at 5.
And he got it just off of a pin down action.
Find a way to get Max going. Seems to be a matter of time. Gillespie leads it for Reese, turns to Miguel, high on the left, or high on the right, rather. He'll throw it to Queen, backing on Nolan Winter. Turns to the baseline, low on the right, up, knocked away, and pulled down by Nolan Winter. Good low post D from the sophomore, Nolan Winter. Tanjay across the top of the circle, takes it right of the lane, Miguel defending. Step back now, steps through, and banks it in from right of the lane, does John Tanjay.
And John scores it all because of his footwork, Matt.
7-5 Wisconsin, 16-18 left in the first half. Gillespie trying to turn the corner. Left of the lane, he's denied by Blackwell. Gillespie gets it back on a handoff, wiggles into the lane, and Kraus stops him. And then a bad pass retrieved just at midcourt by Miguel. Gets a return feed from Reese. Miguel, the runner, left of the lane. Back iron, no good. Klesmet, the rebound for Wisconsin. 4 minutes in, 7-5 Wisconsin. Max Klesmet outside left against Jacoby Gillespie. Klesmet leads it for Blackwell. He'll toss to Winter, sends to Tanjay on the right side. Tanjay looking the deal. Now a step back three. Yes, sir. John Tanjay with 5 quick ones, 10-5 Wisconsin.
And they've weathered that first initial wave that Maryland could have put on them. They don't. They're up 5.
Tanjay just has a little look about him. He's ready to go have at it here tonight.
He's had that look
all season long. Here's Reese, 10-footer in the paint is good for Julian Reese.
Now defensively, he needs to get over a little bit more and be on that help side. But
here's Klesmet, a pull-up deep three left side. Back of the rim, no good. A rebound tipped. Winner to Crow, low on the left. Stevie will lay it up and in. 12-7 Wisconsin with 15-10 left in the half. Jacoby Gillespie the other way. High screen Queen, 3 in the air. Gillespie bangs off the rim, no good. Long rebound, Blackwell. And here comes John up the left sideline of the front court for the Badgers, leading by 5 or 5 minutes in. High screen Winter. Blackwell uses it to the line, cut off by Queen. Blackwell retreats high on the right. Blackwell against Queen. Small versus a big. Blackwell trying to cross him over in the lane. Got tied up. Queen just took it away. Turnover, Wisconsin. And Derek Queen, he can put it on the deck. Big man brings it up the floor behind the back dribble. In the lane, took an extra step. Would they say a travel or a foul? No, they're going to get a foul, it looks like, here on John Blackwell. Looked like it might have been a travel. That's not the case, as we'll have our first timeout of the night. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. And by Cleary Building Corp, built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. That foul is on John Blackwell, his first. 14-41 left of the first half. Wisconsin 12, Maryland 7. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for matinee on air.
Brought to you in part by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better there. 14:41 left in the first half. It's physical. It's two teams having at it in the early going. Wisconsin leads Maryland 12-7.
And you look at Wisconsin with two quick turnovers there. Both those turnovers by Wisconsin just over-penetrated, right? You get into the paint, now all of a sudden the defense collapsed. That's where your turnovers happen. So something Wisconsin needs to be aware of there. But overall, a great start in a hostile environment.
Carter Gilmore, Jack Janicki, and Kamari McGee on the floor for Wisconsin, joining Tanjay and Winter. And Fallon Blackwell, his first. So John on the bench. Derek Queen, 76% free throw shooter, takes about five foul shots per game, close to it, 4.7. The first free throw is no good. Deshaun Harris-Smith, 6'5 sophomore in the lineup, as well as Jay Young, 6'2 grad student. Well-traveled Jay Young, most recently at Memphis, but at UCF as well, Grambling State as well. Free throw for Queen is good. He'll come out. And Tafara Gapari will come in, 6'9 junior out of New Zealand. Transfer from Georgia Tech. Presses on, inbounds pass Janicki. Picked up by Rodney Rice in the backcourt. And Janicki takes it across the midstripe on the right side. 14 and a half minutes left in the first half, 12-8 Wisconsin. Carter Gilmore pivots high on the left. He'll feed Nolan Winter between the circles. Refeeds Gilmore, a flip to McGee. Now finds Winter high on the right with 10 on the shot clock. A give to Tanjay. Tanjay against Rice. Shot clock is at 5. Tanjay, charge called. Pushed off, trying to get a step back. Tanjay called for the offensive foul.
Both Johns, John Blackwell, John Tanjay, one of those things they need to watch, especially on the road.
Yep,
because they're looking
off,
for with the push-up. Now, both of them are aggressive. They get to the basket, they get to the free throw line. But on the road, that's one thing they've got to both watch.
There's John Harris-Smith to the front court. Kills the dribble, throws to Kapari. Out between the arcs, now it's Young between the circles. Here's to Kapari, high on the right. A pass for Reese, hands off Rice, lifts it back to Reese. Left block, backs on Gilmore. Pivot, squeezing through, tried to reverse layup, nowhere close. Rebound battled for, Harris-Smith gets it back out to Rice for three. Short rebound, Tanjay for Wisconsin.
Wisconsin was flying defensively there. Really good defense possession.
Nolan Winter left of the circle. Throwing to Carter Gilmore at the top of the key. Gives off to Jack Janicki on the right wing. 13:35 left in the half, 12-8 Wisconsin. Gilmore, top of the arc for the Badgers with a shot fake. Leaves it for Nolan Winter. Shot clock is at 10. Winter hands off to Tanjay, driving right of the lane. Brings it back out, trying to work baseline. Tanjay in traffic, knocked away. Trying to dig it out of there. One to shoot. He will to beat the shot clock, but he draws no iron. And that's a shot clock violation as Maryland digging in on the defensive end. This is a very good defensive team, Maryland. Top 25 in efficiency.
Yeah, and you look at how they did it. Their pickup points right now. Wisconsin's operating way past that three-point line. And now, all of a sudden, offensively, they're not getting the flow and the chemistry that they need.
Max Klesman, Stephen Crow in there now, joining Gilmore, Janicki, and McGee. 13:15 left first half, 12-8 Wisconsin. Deshaun Harris-Smith, high screen Gapari. He'll throw it to Gapari. Rotates it to Young, high on the right. Defended by Kamari McGee. Now it's Julian Reese, right elbow, moving in on Crow, throws it up and in. It counts at a foul. They'll get Stevie for the foul, and one for Julian Reese.
And I was just thinking, if you're Maryland, you've got to get the ball to Julian Reese. And what do? They get it right at the elbow and let him go to work. And it's a tough guard because he's a lefty. He went down the right lane line, came back with the left hand, and that's where he created the contact. But Steve turned, and you got to keep the shoulders square, but it's a really tough one. Just because Julian Reese is that lefty going at it, going right down the right alley.
Reese hits the free throw. It's 12-11 Wisconsin. Xavier Amos in the game for the Badgers. John Blackwell will re-enter. He subs in for Jack Janicki. Amos was in for Gilmore. 12-11 Wisconsin. We're about 7 minutes into the game. And X will throw it in to McGee. Kamari picked up backcourt by Jay Young. McGee on the left-hand dribble through the midcourt logo, and the Badgers go to work offensively.
And where are they operating to get that? Way out high.
Here's Blackwell, right corner. John takes it along the sideline. He'll throw to Crow. A flip for Klesman. Crow sets a screen. Max will use it. Going off to McGee, left side. Into Crow, left of the lane. Five to shoot. Crow backing. A kick. Left side three is good. Kamari McGee from the left corner. 15-11 Wisconsin with 12:22 left in the first half. Harris Smith left wing. He'll feed Miguel back in there. He's off to Derek Queen. Now it's Young outside right. He'll launch the three, and that bangs off the rim short. No good. Klesman the rebound for the Badgers. 15-11 Wisconsin. 12:05 left of the first half. Klesman outside left. Puts it on the deck against Young to the line in the lane. Runs it up in traffic. Missed, but a foul. And Max Klesman with a good take, and he will earn two free throws.
So there's going to be some dribble drive opportunities, especially with the way Maryland is guarding. There's going to be dribble drive opportunities, which Max just did. There's also going to be back cuts, back doors. They're going to be there. Maryland is aggressive. Put your hand out, plant your foot, go to the front of the rim. Guard refill, but those opportunities are going to be there for Wisconsin.
Jay Young the foul, his first. Max Klesman, an 86% free throw shooter, and missed badly with the first throw. Badgers remain the best team in the country and still on a record pace at the free throw line, 85% coming in.
Max blowing out his hand and wiping his hand off on the chest.
That's
the
only way, right?
Something was wrong with as bad as he missed.
I can't say anybody blocked it or hit my hand. Let's check it out. Second free throw, no good. So a rarity for Wisconsin at the foul line, missing both throws. Maryland clears it, and Jacoby Gillespie in there up to the front court. Harris Smith high in the right, feeds Gillespie right of the circle against McGee. Loops a pass left side, Miguel. He'll snap off a three and hit it from the left wing.
And John Blackwell just gambled on that situation. You can't. You just got to be solid.
Miguel, a 40% shooter from the arc. 15-14 Wisconsin. 11.5 left in the half. Here's X to the line. In the lane. Double clutch. Blocked away. And actually, it wasn't knocked away. He just threw it out of bounds.
And what X didn't do there, play off of 2 feet. Drive, play off 2 feet. You leave your feet, you're going to have turnovers.
Breaking the action here in College Park. Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza. Loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Matzo Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. And the unexpected happens every day. When it does, head to Kohl's and Kohl's.com for everything your family needs. Kohl's, where families come first. 11:30 left in the first half. Wisconsin 15, Maryland 14. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion
or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Refresh your home today with window images, blinds, and shades from Menards. We have everything you need to update your window treatments. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Plus, get them cut to width in-store for free. Get white faux wood blinds starting at just $22.99. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Sale price is good through February 2nd.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Fans, Badger Extra is the best website and mobile app for everything Badger sports. For the experts at the State Journal, go to BadgerExtra.com or search your app store today. And fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. Badgers lead Maryland 15-14, 11:30 left in the first half. Butchie, we talked about one of the keys, protecting the ball. Wisconsin fortunate to be up one with those five turnovers.
Well, they're up one with five turnovers. How? Right? Well, they're 3 of 5 from three, which is a big part of it. Maryland, 2 of 7. Okay, that's the first one. Other thing is, the way they're rebounding the basketball, they have only given up 2 offensive rebounds. They're all rebounding Maryland 10-5 on the boards. So that's a big part of how, with 5 turnovers, they're still leading by 1 in this game.
Maryland in conference play, overall, the rebounding numbers are pretty much a wash. Wisconsin, about a +2.5. And as Butchie said, that's helped Wisconsin because they have been guilty of those turnovers. And you mentioned before the tip, that's what Maryland does. Teams turn it over about a quarter of the time against them. They turn those into about 20 points per game. Points off turnovers, 4 for the Terps here so far. Here's Jacoby Gillespie. Jogs it up the middle through the center circle. Flips to Deshaun Harris-Smith. He's knocked to the floor. He just lost his balance as Harris-Smith. With the ball is Gillespie at the top of the key. Out to Miguel, right corner. Feeds Queen. Right wing against Stephen Crowell. The freshman Derek Queen puts it on the deck. Shakes, fades, flips. Left side iron, no. Rebound tipped into the hands of Kamari McGee of Wisconsin. 11 minutes left of the half. McGee slips a pass to Crowell. Give and go. McGee low on the left and a little off balance. Missed the runner with a left hand. Here comes Queen. Looped it ahead to Gillespie. Blows off the right wing. Finds a wide open Miguel. Tries the three. Back rim, no good. Badgers dodge one. Tanjay the rebound. Out to Blackwell. John left of the lane against Harris-Smith. He'll fan out to the left wing. A pass for Crowell. Stevie across the top of the circle being shadowed by Queen. A pass for McGee trying to get loose from Gillespie. Kamari picked up by Queen now. Feeds Amos. He'll try a three. Right of the circle. Off the rim. No good. Queen the rebound. 10:25 left in the half. 15-14 Wisconsin. Here's Jacoby Gillespie. He'll throw it to Queen. High on the right. One dribble. Back to Gillespie. Right of the lane. Driving. Scoops at the Queen. Low on the left. Goes up. Way too strong. No good. Gillespie the offensive rebound. Out to Selton Miguel. His shot fake. Now he'll backpedal a couple of steps on the dribble. Gives to Gapari. Shot clock is at 5. Here's Gillespie off the right wing. Lost the handle. Lost the ball. Here comes Blackwell. 2-on-1. Racing is Harris-Smith. And then throwing it away. But they get a foul called here on Maryland. Badgers had numbers. You had Terps busting back there to try to prevent.
They're
going to
say no shot here as well. So they're going to call the foul, but to say no shot. Wow. Wisconsin got lucky on that one.
Uh-huh.
Now, I thought Kamari got fouled going to the bucket before, so they kind of get it back right there.
They get the foul on Miguel.
Nolan, I don't know how he's not shooting if it's a foul. I don't know how it's not a shot.
Yeah, that seemed odd. Badgers bench a little perplexed. Tanjay, Gilmore, Klesman, Blackwell, and Winter on the floor. Blackwell baseline right, looking. Nobody available. Timeout, Wisconsin. To be a 30-second timeout with 9:56 left in the first half. It is 15-14, Wisconsin. You mentioned this Maryland defense ranking 24th in KenPom in defensive efficiency. The Badgers slowly but surely have gotten into the top 50. Very good on Sunday. They've been trending better. The exception was the UCLA game last Tuesday out at Westwood. Yeah. But otherwise, they've been getting better in Big Ten play. Their numbers are pretty solid in the conference.
And I'd say defensively, Wisconsin was really good against Nebraska. Right now, Maryland's had some open shots they've just missed. Defensively against Nebraska last game, I thought Wisconsin was a little bit better right now to start. They've held Maryland to 14 points, but there have been some wide open shots Maryland just missed too.
Very true. Badgers will try again to get it in bounds. Rodney Rice in the game. Jacoby Gillespie, Julian Reese, Selton Miguel, Derek Queen. It's the original starting five for Kevin Willard's group. Blackwell will inbound it to Nolan Winter near the right corner. He'll send it to Klesman. Back to Winter. Quick feed Gilmore, top of the circle. Angles left side off to Klesman. Right hand toss for Nolan Winter. Refeeds Max. Puts it on the deck. Leaves it for Gilmore. Shot clock at 10. Working around the perimeter. Tanjay for three. Book it from the deep right wing. Second three for Tanjay.
And I just don't know how you keep losing John Tanjay. And I'm talking about the league in general.
Mm-hmm. Like, keep losing them. 18-14, Wisconsin, 9:25 left first half. Rodney Rice fires a pass to Gillespie off the left wing, hooks it into Queen. Left block against Gilmore, turns baseline, pivots up right hand, off the rim, no. Rebound, Reese knocked away. It goes out to Gillespie at the top of the key, and a reset for Maryland. Gillespie off the re-screen, blocked out Blackwell. Gillespie in the lane, feeds Rice, left corner three in the air, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Julian Reese, and a foul is called. They're going to get second. Blackwell, yep, two on Blackwell. Great guard, not really eager to keep guys in with two fouls in the first half. He will from time to time, but we'll see how long this goes. 9:05 left in the half. Kamari McGee will come in.
And I know Maryland wants to shoot some more threes this year, but I'm kind of surprised Julian Reese hasn't seen the ball for him.
Yeah.
And if you're Wisconsin, you're just fine with that.
Yeah, when he sees it, he's doing something with it. He has 7 points so far for the Terps. Queen right elbow, scoops it to Gillespie, sets the screen. McGee working over it, a pass to Reese. In the lane, turn down the open mid-range. Now in the paint, and the five-footer is good with the left hand. He's got that soft touch.
I mean, you knew it at some point they had it, and that's where the Wisconsin needs to stay tight.
18-16, Wisconsin, 8:40 left of the first half. Tanjay on the right side. Tanjay steps back, wanted to let it fly, lost it briefly, got it back, almost walked, and a feed now to Gilmore left of the circle. Feeds Max Klesman, finds Winter, good look at a three, right of the circle, straight through for Nolan Winter, his first points tonight. 21-16, Wisconsin, 8:23 left in the half.
And great ball movement. I mean, that's why Wisconsin gets that three.
There's a feed intended for Reese. Knocked away Winter. Klesman trying to save. A scramble. Knocked out of bounds. And they'll say last touch by Wisconsin. One official doing the signal of a review, and you can't at this time of the game.
It was a reset the shot clock.
Yeah. Okay,
he wants
to
reset.
Gotcha.
So not a review.
I thought he was pointing over there. I said, right. You can't do that. Yeah, get
but
the
what
shot
he's doing right now
30.
Is he's saying Rice have possession. Okay. So it goes from 30. So it should be down to 29. Because Rice had the possession. Yep. And then Wisconsin knocks it away.
Jack Janicki coming in for Max Klesman. Still trying to get that shot clock right over there at the scorer's table. So after all that, they'll shave a second off the clock. We have 8:14 left in the half, 21-16 Wisconsin. Harris Smith, sideline left, will inbound to Jacoby Gillespie off the re-screen. Gillespie will use the screen again, moving right. Hooks a pass to Sean Harris-Smith. Runs it out to Gillespie, high on the right. Sends it back to Harris-Smith. Gets a good bump from Reese. Harris-Smith going through the lane left to right.
He stepped on
the baseline. And he did.
And that's a great KYP. Know your personnel. Harris-Smith, not a shooter. So give him space to drive. That's what they did. Force the turnover.
And we'll take a break. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS iSoy Soybeans are proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Get the seed you need for the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and iSoy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 8 minutes left of the first half. Wisconsin 21, Maryland 16. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
As a student in high school, every day starts to feel the same. If I'm not taking notes in history class, then I'm writing an essay in English. Each day falls into the same routine, but when I go to my career and technical education classes, nothing there is routine at all. There is something new each and every day, whether it's something new we're learning or an exciting project my teacher assigns. The nice thing about technical education is that it's all hands-on learning, which is different from most classes. It doesn't even feel like I'm going to school with how fun and creative the teachers can be. Our classrooms range from a broadcasting studio for radio TV communication students to a medical training room for the health science program. My teachers aren't just assigning busy work, but lifelong information that I can use after high school. My teachers teach with a purpose, to show the knowledge and experience needed for a certain career. Career in technical education isn't just teaching, it's guiding. It's mentoring young students who want to learn firsthand from their mentor and role model. Go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE. Be part of the investment. Teach CTE.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us. and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Wisconsin Pork Association reminds you to support a pig farmer by purchasing pork all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. 8 minutes left in the half, 21-16 Wisconsin. And the three-point line has been good for Bucky here so far.
Well, you talk about why they're up five again. Five turnovers, so they didn't turn it over that possession. They were up by one, extended the lead here by a couple of points, but it's been that three-point line. Wisconsin 5 of 8, Maryland 2 of 9.
Kamari McGee up the floor out there with Janicki, Gilmore, Winter, and Tanjay. Gilmore between the circles, crowded by Queen. Feeds Winter versus Reese, high on the right. A handoff to McGee, blows off the right wing in the lane, hits the brakes, out of there to Gilmore, top of the circle. Shot clock at 12. McGee between the rings, inside feed. Winter catches, backing in on Reese, backing, pivots, low on the right, up right hand, no good, tipped up, no. Rebound to Sean Harris-Smith of Maryland. He'll bust it up the left side of the front court for the Terrapins. Leaves it for Julian Reese, top of the key. Hands off to Rice. A screen from Reese. Rodney Rice now checked by Winter on the switch. Rice at the top of the circle, rocks the dribble. Bounce pass Julian Reese, left wing. Moving in on Janicki, and he bottled him up. Ball. He did. Good work by Jack Janicki against Julian Reese, getting the held ball, and the arrow is to Wisconsin.
That's just a really good defensive play there by Jack Janicki. Understanding that he has the mismatch. Reese is going to attack you. So where is he going to come with the ball? He's going to try to come right through your chest with it. And he was ready there for the jump ball.
Jafar Gapari back in there. Selton Miguel as well for the Terrapins. Kamari McGee up the floor. 7-10 left in the half. 21-16 Wisconsin. McGee dribbles to the right side. Hands off Janicki with a shot fake on the right wing. Covered up by Rodney Rice. A throw into Gilmore. Gilmore against Gapari backing in. Right block is Gilly. Backing shakes. One pump, two pumps. Out the Winter. Good look at the three. Right of the circle. No, but a foul. Julian Reese with a very late close. And then he put Winter to the floor. And the foul on Reese is his first. And a three-shot foul coming up for Nolan Winter.
And that's what happens when you shoot the ball like Nolan Winter does. And you're patient. He could have cut, but he understood he had the space. He could sit there and wait. Gilly understands where he's at. The kickout's there. Because he's shooting it the way he's shooting it, almost 40% from three, now all of a sudden it forces the late closeout. Mm-hmm. Gives you a chance for the foul.
First free throw good. Likewise, the second for Winter. One more coming. And it's on the way, and that's off the front rim. No good. Julian Reese the rebound. Two out of three at the line for Nolan Winter. 23-16 Wisconsin. 6:45 left in the first half. Gillespie throwing to Reese between the circles. He'll send it to Selton Miguel. High on the left. Throws to Rodney Rice. Dribbling to the line. Now in the lane. Inside feed Reese. Low on the left. Wild shot off the mark. Rebound Gilmore. Fouled by Reese. So he misses the chip shot, does Reese, and then he fouls, trying to follow it, and he will sit down with the second foul as Derek Queen is back in.
And he made a really good catch, which probably should have been a turnover, but misses the layup, and then there's the foul, two of them, and what a break there for Wisconsin. And it started because they were tight defensively on the pick and roll.
Stephen Crowell in for Nolan Winter. McGee throwing to Gilmore between the arcs. Feeds Tanjay. He'll try the three. Left side. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Gilmore out the shot. He'll try again up top. And that's short. No good. Rebound fought for. Tanjay has it. One pump. Left lane line. Two pumps. Up in traffic. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound. Derek Queen. Badgers 0 for 3 in that possession. Long feed. Rodney Rice in the left wing. Janicki defends with 6 minutes left in the half. 23-16 Wisconsin. Rice with the curl. Dribble to the free throw line, runs it up, no good. Rebound tip to Tanjay, and here comes John up the left side of the floor for Wisconsin. Inside feed for Crowell against Gapari, left of the lane. Crowell backing left block. Crowell still backs, whistle, and throws it up, but the foul first before the shot. They'll get Tafara Gapari for the foul, and that'll be his first. We'll see Xavier Amos and Max Klesmit coming back into the lineup for the Badgers. In for Gilmore and Tunjay.
Both teams struggling from the floor, but Wisconsin's doing a good job of getting to the free throw line, playing through the contact. You know, Maryland hasn't scored in almost 3 minutes. Wisconsin hasn't had a field goal.
Kamari McGee, inbounds pass, batted away by Gillespie, and then McGee trying to get it back, bumped him. So a turnover and then a foul on top of it there. Kamari McGee, the guilty party. Team foul number 5 against Wisconsin. Maryland also with 5.
You just feel if Wisconsin could get some separation right now, because you know Maryland's not going to continue to shoot the ball the way they're shooting it. 26% from the floor, 22% from three.
Yep, they missed 7 of their last 8 shots at the Terrapins. 5:40 left in the half, 23-16 Wisconsin. Gillespie on the dribble, throwing to Queen at the free throw line. Faces up on Crowd, now starts to back in the lane. Up right hand, good off the glass. First field goal for Queen. He has 3 points in the game, 23-18 Wisconsin. 5:25 left in the half. Klesmit walks the dribble to the front court, guarded by Rodney Rice. A throw back to Crowd. Took a look, turned it down, feeds Klesmit again. On the right side against Eric Queen. Max dribbles off the wing, in the lane, left of the key. Throws it to McGee, took a look, decides otherwise, starts to back on Miguel. Feeds Klesmit, 8 to shoot. Max high on the left. Inside feed to Crowell, 5 to shoot. Crowell left of the lane, backing, drawing the double. Out to Max, tries a 3, left side, off the rim, no good. Rebound Derek Queen of Maryland, 4:55 left of the half. Queen, right lane line, moving in, low on the left, goes up around the rim and out, no good. Rebound up Gillespie, no, but a foul.
And that's what needs to be cleaned up right now with Maryland's getting enough of those little offensive rebounds. Yes, Queen's layup probably should have went in. It didn't. So go crash it and find a way and get bodies. You can't turn your head and watch. I'm going to say it again.
Yeah.
You can't turn your head and watch.
Xavier Amos with the foul, his first. And Jacoby Gillespie, an 88% free throw shooter, is at the line. The first attempt is good. John Tanjay coming back in for Wisconsin, replacing Jack Janicki. 23-19 Wisconsin, 4:48 left in the first half. Gillespie with 4 points. He averages 14.5 a game. Second free throw is nothing but net. So they get 23-19 Wisconsin. A little backcourt resistance. Kamari McGee against Rodney Rice. McGee busting up the right sideline of the front court. Gillespie coming up from behind. Here's a throw to Klesmit. Slipped it in the crowd. Out to John. Open three. Left wing. Nailed it. John Tanjay's third three of the half.
Well, it started by breaking and attacking the pressure.
6-point lead Wisconsin. 4:30 left till halftime. 26-20 the Badgers. Miguel curls around a Queen screen, left lane line. Crowd stops him. Out to Kapari, right side, lines up a three and hits it. He's a 38% shooter. He's efficient, doesn't unload a lot from distance, but Kapari has the ability to knock it down. 26-23 Wisconsin, 4:10 left in the half. Klesmit right of the lane, out the crowd, right of the circle. Whips it to Tanjay, high on the left. Tanjay against Shelton Miguel. Now picked up by Kapari on the left side. Tanjay looking to go to work. Ooh, pissed off. Yep. Offensive foul. There it is. Yep. You mentioned it, especially on the road. And he pushed off and got caught. That's 2 on John Tanjay as we have the under 4 media timeout. Horsepower to amplify your willpower. Capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. We'll take a break. 3:58 left in the first half. Wisconsin 26, Maryland 23. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we make versatile, convenient, and all-natural sausage you can feel good feeding your family. I'm Lisa Karras, 7th-generation family member and Jones Marketing Director, and I'm also a mom, and I'm proud of our products. They go so well in so many recipes and heat up fast, which is helpful when you're juggling little ones. Plus, many of our ingredients are locally sourced, and we don't use any artificial ingredients in our sausage, which is why you'll find it in the freezer aisle. Jones, making breakfast better since 1889, and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Badgers lead 26-23 with 3:58 left in the first half. That's the good news. The bad news is you got the two leading scorers with two fouls, John Tanjay and John Blackwell. Tanjay, both of his fouls, offensive variety. And word gets around, Butchie. And you start to look for it, and John's physical guy. And just kind of leaning in, being a little too physical with the ball in his hands.
And he can't extend. That's where he's going to get and have his problems. Now, Wisconsin with seven turnovers. Points from turnovers, though, only six from Maryland. And, again, that's why Wisconsin's up by three here still. Maryland's not shooting well. Wisconsin offensively, what they're doing, they've turned it over seven times, which is way too much. But they're still sitting here at 3:58 left in the first half, up by three.
This is where you need that depth. Xavier Amos on the floor. Jack Janicki and Kamari McGee. Klusman and Crow rounding out the five. Kapari, Queen, Rodney Rice, Miguel Selton, along with Jacoby Gillespie. Gillespie, 6'1 junior, Greenville, Tennessee. Transfer out of Belmont. Gillespie outside right. He's against Jack Janicki. And a lob into Kapari. Low on the left, went up, and he lost control of the ball. Crow is there to clear. Thank you very much. They were looking for a raise-the-roof kind of dunk. Here's Amos going into Crow. Low on the right. He'll flip it in off the glass. Low on the right.
Probably should have been a foul.
28-23, Wisconsin. 3.5 minutes left in the half. Gillespie bobs around a screen from Derek Queen. A throw to Queen. Top of the circle. He'll flip it to Miguel, left side of the wing. Right hand toss to Rodney Rice. Pull up, mid-range, good. Rodney Rice makes it 28-25, Wisconsin. 3:10 left in the first half. Janicki high on the left. He'll throw it to Crow. Left foul line extended. Feeds Xavier Amos. Sends it back to Crow. Turns it to Kamari McGee. Loops around the Crow screen. Out to Amos. Feeds McGee high on the left. Bounces to Crow. Left of the lane, 10 on the shot clock. Steven Crowell against Derek Queen, grad student against a freshman. Crowell backing, runs it out to Amos. 4-3, right side, off the left side iron, no good. Rebound tip grabbed by Miguel of Maryland. With 2:45 left in the half, 3-point lead, Wisconsin. Jacoby Gillespie at the point, rocks the dribble. Looks around Queen, stops mid-post right, finds Queen, 18-footer. Around and out, no good. McGee the rebound for Wisconsin. And here's Kamari up the floor for the Badgers. Left side front court to the line. Into Crow. Low on the left. Goes up. Knocked away. Foul called on Kapari. As Crow disappointed he didn't get the bucket, but he earns free throws as Tafara Kapari is called for his second foul.
But they're doing a good job of attacking that pressure from Maryland. We saw earlier in the first half they were operating way too close to half court. Now, instead of letting Maryland dictate where they're operating their offense from, Wisconsin's attacking that, and they're getting some really good action.
Crow with 6 points in this first half. First free throw is good. Crow had a free throw streak that ended in the Nebraska game. He had made 24 straight. Missed a free throw in the first half, made the second, so looking to start a new streak. 29-25 Wisconsin. Stevie good on the first free throw, and back rim on the second. Rebound is secured by Miguel of Maryland. Badgers leaving some points on the line here in the first half. 3 of 7. Here's Miguel, left wing. He'll try the three over Gilmore, and it's good. Miguel, his second three. 29-28 Wisconsin with 2:10 left in the half.
That's where Big Steve would have made that layup. All of a sudden he made the first one. He leaves one on there. Results in a three the other way for Maryland.
McGee around a Gilmore screen. Throws it to Gilmore. Went behind him. Carter grabs it. Feeds McGee. Kamari hooks it to Gilmore high on the left. A pass for Crow at the top. Crow kills the dribble. Gives it up to Klesman. He'll try three right side. Bangs off the rim. No good. Kapari the rebound for Maryland. 1:45 left in the half. 29-28 Wisconsin. Here's Rice. Open three left corner. Good.
Yeah, they need to weather this, Matt. They need to weather this. Good offensive possession right now.
31-29 Maryland. 1:35 left in the first half. Gilmore throwing to Klesman outside right. Klesman against Rodney Rice. A bounce for Crow. Right of the lane. Crow, single coverage from Derek Queen. Now the double from Gapari. Crow bounces to Janicki. Tough pass, got to McGee off the left wing. Knocked away by Gillespie. Out of bounds to Wisconsin with 9 on the shot clock. And a minute 19 left in the first half. Nolan Winter now coming in for Stephen Crow.
We've talked about how much better Wisconsin has been in their end line out of bounds. Right now would be a time to tap into that. 9 seconds on the shot clock, 119. And most importantly, you calm down this crowd with 119 left.
And Maryland's made it difficult at times for the Badgers to get the ball inbounds. Here's McGee getting it into Winter. Hands off to Max for three. Left side, it's off the rim, no good. Badgers have gone cold. Gapari the rebound.
It was good action, though. It was a wiper action. Had a wide open look.
2-point lead, Maryland, 108 left in the first half. Gillespie, he'll launch a long three. Off the rim, no good. Klesmet, the rebound for the Badgers. 1 minute left in the half, 31-29, Maryland. Klesmet, left-hand dribble into the lane, feeds Nolan Winter. He stops mid-post right, out to Gilmore for three, left of the circle. Back of the rim, no good. Gapari, the rebound. 48 seconds left in the first half. Badgers haven't hit a field goal going on 3 minutes. Rodney Rice into Derek Queen, baseline right, skips it. Miguel fakes the three, closing is Janicki. Miguel dribbles off the left wing, a dig for McGee, a throw to Gillespie down the lane, and his shot knocked out of bounds by Gilmore. Oh, they'll get a foul. Oh, my, got a lot of ball, if not all ball, but they call the foul on Gilmore with 33.2 seconds left in the half.
He did.
Fouled him?
I just see.
On the wrist?
He did on the foul through. Now it didn't look like it from where he was at. That's tough, but when you rewatch that one.
33.2 seconds left in the half. Gillespie at the line for two, and he is good with the first. 32-29, Maryland. Jordan Geronimo coming in for Tafara Gapari. 7-point run now for the Terrapins. Second free throw for Jacoby Gillespie is on the way. Too long, no good. Gilmore the rebound. 30 seconds left in that, about a 3-second difference. Game to shot clock, 32-29 Maryland. Kamari McGee left of the center circle. Badgers getting organized offensively. Remember, they burned a timeout already in this first half. Here's McGee, right of the lane, stops lane line, mid-post. Tough shot, Queen ate it up, and a foul is called on Derek Queen. Thank you very much. Ooh. Boy, Kamari was in a bad spot. And not sure really where the foul was there, but the Badgers will take it with 12.1 left in the first half, 32-29 Maryland.
Like you said, they'll take it.
McGee this season at the foul line is 16 of 19. Badgers 3 of 7 at the foul line here in the first half. Make it 4 of 8 as McGee hits the first. Gapari and Miguel in there for the Terps. Geronimo and Harris Smith, who were in briefly, now sit down. 12 seconds left in the half. 32-30 Maryland. Second free throw coming up for Kamari McGee. He made the first, and he makes the second. And now Kevin Willard will take the use it or lose it timeout. 12.1 left in the first half. Maryland 32, Wisconsin 31.
I mean, look at how this has played out so far. If you're Wisconsin, you're down by one. You're still, again, you've gone almost 4 minutes without a field goal. You've found ways to get some points by the free throw line, but you've gone 4 minutes without a field goal, and you're still weathered that. Like Maryland was making a run. You weathered it. You've got to now guard here. You got 12.1 on the clock. Get a stop here. Go to the locker room down one. You're feeling pretty good about yourself.
Yeah, they've also weathered 8 turnovers.
Correct.
Points off turnovers, just 6-5 in favor of Maryland. Badgers have cost themselves a bit at the free throw line. They're 5 of 9 here in the first half. Terps are 5 out of 7. Maryland is a team 75% at the foul line. Both teams are in the bonus. Badgers have Winter, Gilmore, Klesmet, Janicki, and McGee out there.
And the only thing about that last possession for Wisconsin, even though Kamari gets to the free throw line, I thought he went too early. There was 3 seconds. Now, all of a sudden, you give Maryland 12 seconds to operate.
If you
wait a little bit longer, now you don't give Maryland a chance to have that ball. But the Deuce, now you got a guard for the last 10.
Here comes Jacoby Gillespie. Slow jaw to the front court, down to 6 seconds left in the half.
1-3-1 for Wisconsin.
High on the right now. On the dribble, at the point of it is Janicki. A pull-up right elbow jumper is an air ball wide left, and the first half has come to an end. Well, they work on it from time to time. They use it every so often, not very, but they use
but
it
they
there
used
and
it right
works.
There. It worked out exactly well. Great call there by Greg Gardner. That's why I yelled it out as quickly as I did, because they don't use it a lot, but when they do, time situation, that was great. Great time to put it in.
They're not your daddy's Badgers anymore, are they? We are at halftime. Good game, as we expected here in College Park. Maryland 32, Wisconsin 31. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Halftime at College Park, Maryland. Julian Reese with 9 points leading the way for the Terrapins. John Tanjay has 11 to pace Wisconsin. At the half, Maryland 32, Wisconsin 31. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Butchie and I are back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Time now for our halftime conversation alongside Brian Butch. I'm Matt LePay. This is that stretch. We've talked about it, Butchie. 4 out of 5 on the road. They got Northwestern ahead. A lot of things to think about. Yes, the travel isn't bad. Greg's been really good about that. Guys are getting paid now. But there's still things with your body that you have to be aware of now, don't you?
Yeah, and I think the approach from Greg is right as a coach. That's the messaging. As a player, it still hurts. And whether you're making money or not, it doesn't matter. As a pro, like, it took me 4 or 5 years of being a professional to understand what I needed to do to make sure that my body felt the way it needed to feel, the right way with all the travel and everything. So I think that's one of those things when you look at this stretch, even though there's longer time in between everybody and everything else, it is. It fits what, you know, where you're trying to go, and it is a challenge. So how do you get over it? How do you make sure you recover? And then mentally, how do you make sure that your body's ready to do what you're asking it to do?
And guys, through the years, I think you're one of those. You enjoy the road environments, too. Like, you against the world, whatever. But the more juice in the building, a lot of times, the better.
No question. I mean, you look at tonight's game. You look at, you know, coming up at Northwestern. You're going to look at Purdue, at Iowa even though Iowa's struggling. Like, those are all great environments to bring some extra energy that sometimes you're trying to look for. When you're on the road a lot, you're looking for any reason to get that extra juice, and having that away crowd really does bring some more to you.
All right, we'll have more of our halftime conversation coming up in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family, friends, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brewpub, lots of matzo pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brewpub, lots of matzo pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza, proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brewpub, lots of matzo pizza.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining built Ford tough, and never settling for second best. But what's really made Ford F-Series the number one selling trucks in America is you. Ford F-Series, built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year total sales.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Our halftime conversation continues, and our chat with Brian Butch continues. Northwestern coming up Saturday afternoon down at Welsh Ryan Arena. That place, we were talking on the way down here, that has become a legitimately tough environment, which if you're casual, you're going, what? But they really did a nice job with Welsh Ryan Arena.
Well, the remodel is fantastic. You've got the students on both ends, and they bring a lot of really good energy. Here's the other thing. Northwestern's had some really good players, too.
Oh, by the way.
Which that also plays a factor. You can create as much of an environment as you want, but if you don't have good players, you're not going to really have much of it. So they've got some really good players. Brooke Barnheiser, Nick Martinelli, these guys have really stepped up for that team, especially when you lose Boo Booey. Who's going to step up? Who's going to take that next step? Those guys have. I think Leach, their point guard, is, you know, continuing to get better, play better, understand that role. It's not Boo Booey's role, but it's his role, and he's fitting into that well. So, and they've got a big, you know, their bigs do a good job of being very, very, you know,
great role players, knowing what they do, roll to the front of the rim, go up for lobs. And then I think the last part about it, which makes Northwestern, obviously the environment, the atmosphere, but it's also their style of play. They slow it down, they grind you out, they guard on that end, they run really good offensive sets to make sure they're putting their star players in positions to have success, and they've done it. I mean, you know, we look at even this Maryland team. They go there, they lose in overtime to Northwestern. So it's a very tough one. Not that you look past Maryland, as we got another half here still to go, but it's one of those that realistically, like, Northwestern is a really, really tough matchup.
All right, that is our halftime conversation. Coming up, we'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of